Matthew 5, a translation for 2020. Blessed are those who do not jump to conclusions, for they will see the world with unveiled eyes. Blessed are those who humbly assume they're not right about everything. They will inherit understanding. Blessed are those who react with sadness instead of outrage, for their tears are seeds that will grow into trees of joy. Blessed are those who love vehemently, unconditionally, and indiscriminately, for they will be beacons of hope in an ultra-polarized world. Blessed are those who choose the uncomfortable good over the convenient normal. They will know true comfort. Blessed are the truth-tellers, for they will know Him who is truth. Blessed are the peacemakers, for creation is eagerly waiting for them, and their time has come. You are the sauce of the earth. You're created to bring spice, zest, and life to whatever you're added to. But if sauce goes moldy or rancid, how can it be made good for food again? It's no longer good for anything except to be thrown into the garbage and then the landfill. You are the light of the world. If you go by my name, people will see you and know me by your actions. So shine. Don't hide me or hinder me from shining through your brokenness. Be like me, act like me, speak like me, and let those around you see it. If you do, they'll want what you have. You know well the command, you shall not murder, and anyone who murders will be judged. But I tell you that anyone who lets outrage stew in their hearts will be judged the same way. If anyone leaves an angry comment on a post, they will be held accountable for it. And if anyone calls someone stupid, they are walking on the road that leads to hell. So, if you're at church or you're reading your Bible and you remember that you said something or did something offensive to someone that God loves, stop what you're doing. Go, call them or message them and ask their forgiveness. Do what you need to do to be reconciled to them as soon as possible. Then come back and worship with a clean heart and a clean slate. You know well the command, don't cheat on your spouse, don't look at porn. But I tell you that anyone who stares at an Instagram model with desire in their eyes has already cheated with that model in their hearts. If your smartphone causes you to stumble, break its screen and throw it into a lake. It's better for you to lose something that you own than for everything that you are to be destroyed. And if having an internet connection causes you to stumble, smash your router and cut up your SIM card. It's better for you to live a life disconnected than to be destroyed because of that connection. Again, you know well that it was said to people long ago, do not lie and do not give untrue testimony against your neighbor. But I tell you, do not even entertain falsities, fake news, or conspiracies on your news feed. You are called to be truth tellers and truth bearers. Don't let your political biases steal that title from you. Instead, approach every story you hear and every report you see with the humility of imperfect knowledge. Be willing to change your mind in the presence of unexpected truth, and don't share a post without confirming its authenticity. Be a truth teller, as your Father is. You know the saying, eye for eye and tooth for tooth, but you need to know that's not how the kingdom of heaven works. It's not okay to return gunfire for gunfire or bombs for bombs. Instead, if someone attacks you, look them in the eye as they do it, so that they're forced to come to terms with your humanity and your love. If someone exploits you or taxes you, give them twice what they ask for. Be unreasonably generous and self-sacrificial. That's the way the kingdom works. You're used to the idea of love your neighbor and hate your enemy, but I tell you, love your enemies. Seek blessing and good fortune for those who persecute, exploit, and dishonor you. Why? Because that's what your Father God does. He loved us when we hated Him. He died for us when we would have rather killed Him. He gave us everything when we were destitute thieves with nothing. If you love those in your political party but despise those in the other, you're thinking the exact same way an atheist or a terrorist thinks. Instead, be perfect in your love, forgiveness, and mercy, because your Heavenly Father is perfect in His.